Recent events have reminded me of a curiously prevalent trait of humankind, generosity. Even after a majority of Kansas voters have put into public office the most selfishly unchristian gaggle of empathy-challenged politicians in decades, generosity has reared its lovely head. To the probable dismay of the greedy adorers of St. Ayn Rand, random acts of kindness flower like brilliant tulips on the very banks of the stream that flows from the fountainhead of selfishness. I'm talking about you, the KMUW supporters. I thought this spring's fund drive goal of $300,000 was destined to go unmet. Sometimes my faith in my fellow Kansans gets clouded by all the disheartening news regarding our state government's hard-heartedness. I should have known better. I literally cannot count all of the acts of kind generosity from which I have benefited. Years ago, I wrote a column in the Wichita Eagle in which I confessed being a lifelong fan of singer Perry Como. For 8 years thereafter, every Christmas, a present was dropped off for me at the Eagle, a gift-wrapped stack of vintage Perry Como albums acquired at local garage sales during the previous year by a thoughtful lady who didn't know me from Adam. When I was 18 and just out of high school in 1970, I had my treasured Yamaha 12-string guitar stolen. 39 years later, a gentleman I met when performing at a local church suddenly presented me with an exact duplicate of that guitar for no other reason than the fact that he had no other use for it and thought maybe I would like it. With all this generosity that's come my way, I have some paying forward to do, and now as part of this radio station, some of it is due those of you who so generously gave during our fund drive. For KMUW, I'm a very grateful Richard Krausen.